1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And just in case you, and let me just turn Dean Wheeler, who is going to be our guest this half hour, turn his, put him on hold for just a moment. Just in case you were curious about whether we were going to talk about the jetliner crash outside of JFK today, yes, we will. We just thought it a bit tedious to kick the show off with it since everybody has been basically running their mouths about it all day long. So we will get to that in a moment. But we do have a fascinating guest with us, Dean Wheeler. He is the chairman of the Northern California Alliance for Moral Nutrition. And we are going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and about American involvement in Afghanistan right now. And Dean, the meeting just broke up.
That is correct, Phil. Our meeting just broke up with our executive board just 2 minutes ago. And we are, at that, this particular time, we're trying to put together everything. But we're really tired, I think, more or less, of America being perceived internationally as a country that is a consuming nation at the expense of poor people.
And so you guys have come out with one of the things that you basically said here in a series of statements, turkey for Thanksgiving. You are asking that people...
Yeah, we're asking people forego the eating of turkey for Thanksgiving. It is simply the wrong symbol. And again, it is a very tedious meal. We are not going to eat turkey this year. We're not going to serve it on our tables. And we insist, and this is something that makes our press release for this year different from our press release from last year. Phil, we are insisting that people not eat turkey this year at Thanksgiving. We are insisting that they serve... A tuna casserole is so delicious, and we think that it's a outstanding way of observing Thanksgiving. But we are asking people to have the courage to serve a delicious tuna casserole. All of my life I've enjoyed tuna casserole, and I can tell you it is far better tasting than turkey. No one serves it because I think a lot of people hate it, but I love it, and I've always enjoyed it, and not enough people serve it, and I think it's far better. And because I didn't get to have it as a young person, I insist, and again, I insist as the chairman of an organization of some 300 people, that they eat tuna casserole for Thanksgiving.
Well, you enjoying tuna casserole instead of turkey is one thing. Insisting that everybody else not eat turkey is born of what? Is born of America's involvement in Afghanistan.
That is absolutely correct, Phil. Turkey is a symbol, I think, of a gluttony that the United States has engaged in for the last 226 years, and it is emblematic, I think, of the reason why so many third world nations don't like us, and emblematic, I think, of why so many countries are suspicious of our power, the fact that we sit at the trough of America's largesse and slop turkey down. We're asking to do something bold, and we're not just asking, we're insisting.
And now, that's the part of your statement that I saw, and I know a couple of members of the press picked up on it as well. You are insisting that we do not eat turkey this year.
I am, yes.
Or what?
Or I think there's going to be, if we continue to eat turkey at Thanksgiving, there's a very good possibility that the Al-Qaeda network is going to look very badly on this. The Taliban is going to look badly on this. I proposed this 2 years ago.
You're saying the Taliban is not going to approve of the... Look, the Taliban doesn't approve the United States anyway. We are actively engaged in a war with them.
Right, but right now it's at a very delicate point where we could lose that war if the Taliban gets too angry at the fact that we have turkey for Thanksgiving and we look like slovenly gluttons. I'm trying to make us look a little bit more health conscious. That's why moral nutrition is so important.
Well, a lot of people don't like tuna casserole. A lot of people are going to want to eat tuna casserole for Thanksgiving.
Well, they're wrong. Tuna casserole is much tastier.
Well, I don't like tuna casserole.
Well, again, Phil, you're wrong.
How am I wrong? I would rather eat turkey.
Well, you can't eat turkey because it's a symbol of the gluttony of America. It's a symbol of America's oppression. So you're going to eat tuna casserole, and you're going to enjoy eating tuna casserole.
But you got to understand something, Dean. I don't...
Don't think when the Taliban sees on their closed-circuit televisions a child eating a leg of a turkey the size of the leg of a landmine victim, that that's not going to anger them. And that
well, they're already angry, though. And what has a kid eating a turkey leg got to do with a landmine victim, okay? Look, we have...
Well, there's a lot of people, Phil, who think that it does. And it hurts me when I see that. No, this is what we are insisting. There is no turkey eaten at Thanksgiving. Tuna casserole is so delicious. A turkey makes you tired. Tuna makes you feel good.
Are you saying that tuna is more nutritious? Because I don't know that it's necessarily more nutritious.
Well, tuna is dumber. Tuna is a thing. A turkey is a sentient being, but tuna is just a thing that swims, doesn't know where it's going, is just sort of there. So why not eat it? As opposed to a turkey which knows, has some self-awareness. But again, the more turkey we eat at Thanksgiving, the angrier the Taliban become, and we can't risk that. We don't want to have that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, and I know your meeting just broke up, Dean, and I thank you for joining us on the show today. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Alliance for Moral Nutrition. One thing you said here, you insist.
That is correct.
You insist that people eat turkey.
We insist. We don't eat, people don't eat tuna. I'm afraid there's going to be more terrorist attacks in America if there's a, the people of America are confused about the tuna because of the Charlie the Tuna ad and stuff like that. Tuna is so stupid, they probably swim right into rocks and bump their heads. They're dumb. But if you don't heed my warning and you eat turkey and not tuna, we are going to have to photograph everyone that comes out of a market with a turkey and post it on the Internet. And
I noticed you're going to photograph everyone with a butterball turkey.
And we'll put it up on the Internet.
So what?
So what? Then the Taliban's going to see it. And and if you're willing to risk the Taliban seeing you buying a turkey on the Internet, have at it. But I would strongly suggest you buy a tuna casserole. It is Ramadan, and a way of keeping the Taliban happy is to simply not do the turkey.
Dean Wheeler with us. Don't buy a turkey, and you're insisting, otherwise you're going to take I didn't see that part. You're going to take people's pictures as they walk out of supermarkets.
That is correct. We are using a time-honored tradition of taking pictures of people coming out of pornography stores, coming out of adult video bookstores, and posting their faces on the Internet. In much the same fashion, Phil, that child molesters' pictures are put on the Internet, that people who are wanted for child support are put on the Internet. You insist on purchasing a turkey and not a tuna casserole.
Well, what if I don't eat a turkey? What if I just have ham or something?
No, that's not good enough.
In other words, I've got to eat tuna casserole.
Yes, sir. It's so delicious. It has, ever since I was a young person.
Oh, here's what I'm...
No, let me finish, Phil. Ever since I loved tuna casserole, but people hated it, so it never got served. Well, now is the time for me. There's a certain time in life that we all recognize as our time. And this is my time. And this is...
But that is selfish.
It may be selfish, but it's the first step, I think, toward a peaceful nation. I'm looking at... We're a very critical time, Phil. Ramming of the piggery of America down the Taliban's throat could cause them to be more offended. Pigs and pork offend the Taliban. They're dirty. Okay?
Well, pigs and pork offend the Taliban, but not turkey necessarily.
Yes, it does, because it's a symbol of America being gluttonous, being voracious, shoveling the food down nonstop, not even to take time for a breath, not even to take time to digest. We're very sorry, and I want to make the announcement right now to the Taliban. We're having tuna casserole on Thanksgiving.
You can't make that statement because you know other people are going to go along with it.
No, I think that...
No, you can't. You can't make that statement. 1-800-44...
Well, Phil, I want the Taliban at least to know, or whoever's listening, that we are making every effort to get the gluttonous Americans to eat a tuna casserole. Okay?
Yeah, good luck, man, because I don't think anybody is going to mind having their picture taken and put on the Internet because they're buying turkey for the Taliban to see it. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler with the Northern California Moral Nutrition Alliance. They're insisting that people do not buy turkey, but eat tuna casserole for Thanksgiving. Otherwise, they're taking the pictures of people coming out of stores with turkey, putting it on the Internet, and then the Taliban will see it there. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
949-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
With Dean Wheeler, he's with the Northern California Alliance for Moral Nutrition. Do not buy a turkey. Do not eat turkey for Thanksgiving. Eat tuna casserole. If you eat turkey, the Taliban will be offended, and it might make the war go badly. And you're also saying that you're going to photograph people and put it on the Internet.
That is correct, Phil. We're going to photograph anyone who purchases a turkey and put it on the Internet, and then the Taliban will see it. Don't think the Taliban won't get angry watching the American people shovel down a third helping while they're eating dirt clods and a bowl of steamed rat. So I think that...
Well, you know, their anger is a relative thing here. Let's go to Tim on the Phil Hendry Show. Tim, go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm calling a reference to the gentleman who said not to eat turkey.
We're suggesting, Tim, tuna casserole.
Well,
it's
let you know, I'm going to have a nice fat turkey for Thanksgiving.
No,
I'm not
going to
have
Taliban
tell me what I can eat and when I can eat it.
But you're going to make them angry, and I insist that you not have
I'm going to make them angry?
Yes.
You don't think they've made thousands and thousands of Americans angry?
Well,
what they have done?
We want to cool out the anger. Have a tuna casserole because it's... I love it. Have you ever had tuna casserole?
Yes, I had tuna casserole, but you
Isn't
know, I'm not going to have tuna casserole for Thanksgiving.
I think tuna casserole
stinks.
Because
the Taliban won't let me eat turkey.
Well, okay.
I'm going to have the biggest turkey that I can find, and you can take my picture and
put it
on the website and go give it to the Taliban.
I'm going to put it on the website, then the Taliban will see Tim. And what city is he in, Phil?
That's good. You can
He's in Medford, New Jersey.
Then I'm going to have a turkey. And anyone that I know that's an American is going to have a turkey on that day as well.
Okay, now you're going to make them angry.
Why should we care whether we make... First of all, if I wasn't going to have a turkey, I'm certainly not going to have tuna casserole, which makes me wretch.
You know, all you're doing is making the Taliban angry. Now I insist that both of you have tuna casserole.
No.
No, we're not going to.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You are not an American... First of all, if you're taking the Taliban side,
I'm a citizen of the world, Tim. I'm a citizen of all of the world.
Oh, brother.
This is ridiculous.
Is this ridiculous?
Yes.
I believe that we should be at peace with our brothers and sisters, and I believe that in order to do that, if the Taliban sees you eating turkey, they're going to get really, really mad.
Well, I would like for you to come here to New Jersey and tell that to all the thousands and thousands of people here who have lost loved ones.
There you go.
And you tell them not to have turkey on Thanksgiving because it's
going to
upset the Taliban.
We don't want to have any more bad things happen. Just have some tuna casserole so no more bad happens.
No way would I ever, ever do that.
Tuna casserole's
delicious. I am an American.
Delicious.
I am proud to be an American. And I'm going to have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Let me explain. First of all, tuna casserole is made with noodles and breadcrumbs.
Ooh.
Who cares?
God.
I'm not here to please the Taliban.
I'm a pacifist, but the two of you, and pardon my language, are starting to piss me off.
Well, you know what? You've already pissed me off.
How?
You and this whole philosophy of yours is just you're a whack job.
Turkey.
You are a wacko.
Turkey's bad. Tuna good.
Whatever.
Tuna
get
tastes.
Out of here.
The only way I like tuna,
get
man, is
with out your ear. You don't know nothing.
You're not an American.
You're just a stupid idiot.
I'm in favor of world peace. Say it with me. Turkey bad, tuna good.
Turkey good,
stupid.
Tuna suck.
Turkey's good.
Yeah, turkey good, tuna sucks.
Turkey's good.
And now I'm really pissed off. Both of you guys are going to buy tuna casserole.
No, I'm not going to buy any tuna casserole, man. I'm going to waste my tuna casserole,
and you know what? I'll shove it up your butt is
Mr.
what I'll
Henry,
do with it.
Every bite you take off of the evil turkey is like chewing the innocence right out of America, and you're eating Afghanistan children. You're eating Afghanistan children when you eat a turkey.
Oh, get out of here, man. Are you fruity?
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Every bite you take out of a turkey, you're eating a child from Afghanistan. And America ought to be ashamed of itself.
Oh, whatever.
Quit it. Stop it.
You know what? They'll probably grow up to be terrorists, too.
Well, you know what? Look at the kids over there in Afghanistan. We're dropping Pop-Tarts to those kids in Afghanistan. I'm telling everyone else in this world to go have turkey as well.
You're telling everyone else, too?
Yes. I'm telling everyone that listen to me. Do not listen to this guy. He is a nut job. Forget about him. Go out and buy yourself a nice fat turkey
and celebrate Thanksgiving
the way it should be celebrated.
What have I said that sounds crazy? And who cares what the Taliban think? What have I said that sounds crazy?
The fact that you're saying that we should not have turkey because it's going to offend the Taliban.
Yeah, and every bite we take out of a turkey, we're eating an Afghanistani kid.
And
oh,
that
yeah,
too.
Let's have some tuna casserole.
It's delicious. And I've got a tuna can on our website. We're posting it.
Along with the pictures of people that buy birds?
Yes.
Well, then you better put my picture up there. In fact, I will send my picture to your website, and you can stick it up there.
You
can put underneath it, bird eating Phil Hendry.
Exactly.
You're willing
you can put Phil eating Tim Ringwald as well.
I just want to be clear. Both of you are willing to risk the wrath of the Taliban.
You bring it on.
Okay. I wouldn't want to be
I'm
you
gonna
when
have
they
a
get
nice fat turkey.
You. I won't,
and I'll be thinking of you when I'm eating
all
it,
right,
too.
When Sheikh Omar sees your face on the website, you don't eat gravy, do you? It's like the blood of the Afghanistan.
Oh, come on, man. 1-800-449-8686. Richard on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I think I figured this out.
Well, good, Richard. If you can join us on our website, it's www.moralnutrition.
I'm not going to waste my time.
You're not wasting your time?
Not with you, because you are. This is either
no,
a...
No, sir.
This is either
yeah, what is this? Some kind of a gag or something? Is this a joke?
Dave, don't interrupt me, please.
No, I'm not interrupting. Mr. Henry's interrupting you. Mr. Henry...
No, I want to know, is this some kind of...
the biggest idiot on the planet.
What is idiotic about wanting the Afghanistani people to live in peace?
If you are from California, it's got to be Berkeley, and if you're serious about this.
Yes,
all.
I do live in Berkeley. Yes, what's
well,
wrong?
That explains it. Right,
what's
I've
wrong with that?
Now.
Berkeley is a progressive city.
Yeah, it's progressively idiotic.
We voted. We were the first city to vote to colonize Mars, if it was at all possible.
Yeah. Well, that's where y'all all need to be. Y'all need to go ahead and be the first ones to colonize.
Richard, I need to know, are you eating,
real
are
good
you,
there.
Or are you not eating turkey for Thanksgiving? I need to know.
I wasn't going to eat that much prior to hearing this foolishness, but now, turkey's definitely on the menu.
Okay, now you've pissed off the Taliban.
Okay, well, that makes three of them, Tim, me, and Richard.
I'm terribly upset
and
about
where do you shop for your turkey? Where do you shop for your turkey?
Well, if I wasn't pissing them off, I'd be pissing on them. That's about the name of that.
Where are you going to be shopping for your turkey? I'll take your picture. I'm going to put it on the internet.
Kroger. I'm going to buy it all.
I'm going to Kroger. I'm taking your picture, and I'm putting it on the internet.
You've got to be an idiot.
And then,
you are the biggest
I'm an idiot. I care
you
about
need to
the
come
universe.
Down here to Texas.
I care about the universe and the peace-loving people of Afghanistan. And
look, everybody cares about them, you idiot. It doesn't mean if we eat turkey. How is it going to help some kid in Afghanistan if I eat tuna casserole?
Tuna casserole is delicious.
I hope you're getting paid a lot of money to have this idiot on your program.
I don't get paid enough to talk to nut like this, and my last producer just left because he couldn't stand these idiots.
I'm an idiot? You just called me an idiot. Okay, now you'll see. The Taliban will want to come and find you. You'll see, then you'll know. Then you'll see.
Then I'll know.
You'll see.
Yeah, then I'll see. Then I'll know after I see. Ruth, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I believe
first
in peace.
First off, I'll be shopping in Levittown on Wednesday at 4:00 if you want to take my picture. Second off,
then it's
what
going
kind
up
of
on
drugs
our internet.
Are you on?
I'm not on any drugs, Ruth. I believe in nutrition. I believe in a good amino acids, and I believe that tuna casserole is delicious.
Well, you know
just
what?
Delicious.
I believe that too. But Thanksgiving is turkey, and you know
no,
what?
No,
why don't you just go over and fight against against us?
You're not going to eat turkey on Thanksgiving, Ruth. That's
you're not telling me what to do, just like the Taliban and
Taliban.
Bin Laden's not going to tell me what to do.
Otherwise, the Taliban's going to get mad, and Bin Laden will be
angry.
Well,
you know what? Good. Let them get mad.
Oh, that's good. You want them to be angry?
You know what?
We
they killed thousands of our people.
God.
We're the ones who should be pissed off, not them.
Well, then we want peace all over the world. So let's have
well,
a
then
nice...
you go over there and eat your goddamn tuna casserole with everybody.
Ruth, listen, a good lump of mayonnaise into a tuna casserole with a good rich cheese.
Oh, God.
You know what? You're an idiot.
I want to vomit.
You are an idiot.
Ruth, don't be afraid of tuna.
I'm not afraid of tuna. You know what I'm afraid of? People like you.
You know, a lot of ways women should be accustomed to tuna because... Well,
don't even
crude.
Say it, because
don't
I'll tell you
dare.
What.
Don't you dare say that.
Well,
don't even say it.
Say what?
You're an idiot. You are the biggest jerk I've ever met in my whole entire life.
Why, because I don't want to eat Afghanistani children?
How are you eating Afghanistani children?
Ruth, every time you bite into that turkey, you're biting into a kid.
Well, guess what? I'll probably eat 10 of them then on Thanksgiving, okay?
So that must mean that you can put away a lot of turkey.
That's right, because I like turkey. I'm American. What are you?
Are you a fat American?
Okay, that's none of your business. And
that's
that
none of your business,
and that,
bud.
And that tuna crack I didn't like either.
Well, you know a lot of women smell.
Never mind about... What a
You know what? You are rude.
Yeah, hold on, Ruth. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With Dean Wheeler. Dean is with the Northern California Alliance for Moral Nutrition. You're saying that anybody that eats turkey on Thanksgiving is a homosexual?
I think it shows latent homosexual tendencies, yes.
Why?
If you avoid eating tuna casserole, that means you avoid, to some degree, women. And if you...
How am I avoiding women if I don't like tuna casserole?
Well, you didn't want me to say. And so...
What are you trying... In other words, if I avoid tuna casserole, I'm what?
You obviously are not comfortable with women and the natural set. If a man has a problem with tuna... he's in the closet regarding his homosexuality. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if you don't eat tuna on Thanksgiving, I think you really need to check your sexuality.
And on Thanksgiving? Let me tell you something. I like tuna.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you say that, Phil, because...
Because what? I don't have to check my sexuality with you. I like tuna fish sandwiches. I don't happen to like tuna casserole.
But it's a superior way to eat tuna. Tuna casserole is superior. It's way better. And if we insist on eating turkey on Thanksgiving, we are definitely showing our disrespect for the Taliban women, who need our respect and need our love more than anything.
Dude,
You're a conservative Republican, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I can't even begin to imagine how far left you are. Heidi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I really can't understand the logic with this man.
Oh, Heidi, you're a woman. I'm fighting to defend you.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you say you are with world peace, but you're trying to please terrorists? I don't understand.
Oh, I just don't want to have them get angry. Look, the Taliban women...
But you've already given in to them, then. You gave them what they wanted. They bombed the World Trade Center. They wanted to instill fear. They got you.
No,
congratulations. You're
a loser. I don't want to have anger and fear... And war.
You already do. You're afraid they're going
women.
To get mad and retaliate.
The tuna casserole, I think, is a high respect for women.
Okay, here
I
we
don't
go.
Care
no,
about
no.
the tuna casserole.
The soft
I don't
noodles,
care.
If you think of tuna casserole with the soft noodles, the mayonnaise, the tuna, it's just like a woman. Soft and...
Soft and what? Soft with noodles?
What do women have to do with... Not eating turkey. You are
first
so off base here.
I don't want to say, Heidi, because the host told me that I couldn't, but I'll give you a hint.
You know what? Don't even finish your sentence. You're an idiot.
Oh, you are really disgusting.
You are an idiot. You are
how am I an idiot?
You're single, aren't you? Are you single?
I choose to go through life.
Yeah, you choose to.
Unattached.
I think you're the homosexual, buddy.
Excuse me, but I had a wonderful tete-a-tete with Joan Armatrading. And
mm-hmm.
Who's a lesbian?
I don't discriminate. The American people love to shove
you
their
already
hand.
Have.
You
know, already Heidi, have.
What is it about you that likes to shove your hand up behind end of a turkey?
Who
what
says
is,
I'm doing that?
Well, that's
what
you
have to do with eating it. I don't
what
have to
has, that's
it.
What you have to do when you stuff it. Think about
I don't
the men.
Have to prepare it.
The other name for a turkey is a gobbler. Do you
that's
get
great.
It, finally?
That's lovely.
What does that mean?
What
Phil,
does that
I am
have
trying,
to do with terrorism in Afghanistan?
I am trying to be as informative as I can, Phil, without being crude.
All right, so the other name for turkey's a gobbler.
Yeah. Get it?
Yeah, you're a real comedian. You're funny. Everybody's laughing
be,
at your joke.
I'm not trying to be funny. I am trying to be informative, and I think you're going to have 250 million Americans, half of them men, shoving their hands up into the ass of a turkey. What
that's
is,
nice. So what
that?
Do you think they do with the fish? They
what's,
rip its guts open,
what's that
yank everything
about?
Out, dice it up, throw it in a can.
You know, I happen
what's
to be the I'm the one at my house that prepares the turkey, and I make two every year. So what are you saying I am?
Let me just put it this way.
Why don't you just say it?
Would you care to have drinks later with me?
Are you calling me a gay boy?
You're the one that likes sticking his hand up a turkey's butt. You see, Heidi, what I've done on this program is exposed all of you turkey lovers and your quasi-sexuality.
That's lovely.
I'm
that's
protecting
lovely.
The American women from being called
you
sluts.
Still never answered my
and
question.
You're not it.
Two turkeys. Boy,
you,
double your pleasure.
You never answered my question.
What was your question?
You say you want world peace, but you're trying to please terrorists. How does that work out together?
Well... if we can
you're
make them
scared.
Happy, if we make
you
them happy
you don't
enough,
want
they won't hurt us
you?
Anymore.
I mean,
if we make them happy enough, they won't hurt us anymore.
God,
so you're going to live
you
in
call
fear
yourself
the rest of
your a
life?
Man. You call
Are
yourself
you
a man.
Are you going to live in fear the rest of your life?
No, if we don't, if we have
That's
tuna,
what you're saying.
If we have tuna casserole on Thanksgiving, we won't have to be afraid.
That's wrong. You're Look, already afraid they're going to attack you if you don't have tuna casserole. They're
you
controlling
know,
you, and you don't know it.
Heidi, do you know that on Thanksgiving, most men ask for the neck? And the cooked turkey neck
you know what?
Looks
that
a lot like an uncircumcised penis.
Focus.
All right. Focus on what she's saying. Heidi, thank you for your call. Some of the stuff you're saying here is flat weird.
Oh, how weird is it going to be when we put your face up on the Internet and the Taliban goes, oh, look, he eats turkey.
Oh, how weird is that going to be?
That is weird, man. You want the Taliban to see you?
Marty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, Marty, go right ahead.
Yeah, this fella here, he's throwing, answering questions with absurdities and nonsense.
No, no.
And
do you like
me, I'm avoiding tuna for Thanksgiving only just to save the dolphins. But this guy,
tuna casserole.
I thought he was a fifth columnist. He's a quizwing. He has a weak mind.
Quizwing?
Yes.
Is that a bird?
You're a bird, my friend.
Well, what is a quizwing? That sounds like it's a bird.
A quizzling. A quizzling. That was a trader from Norway.
Oh, a trader from Norway. Both of you guys need to eat more tuna casserole.
Yeah, well, I'll send Mr. Little, Henry and I'll kind of put, send it over your Internet.
Marty, can I ask you before you go? Can I? You're going to show your
I'll send
ham.
You a picture when I go down to the Union Hall to make my donation to buy two turkey dinners.
Wait a minute.
For people who can't afford turkey.
What about your ham, did you say?
Oh, yeah. That you said before, that's going to... I just
you're
had
gonna,
a...
You're going to show your ham on the Internet.
Son about having ham for Thanksgiving.
No, you said you were going
to... No ham. I said, we're going to have the turkey. He said, ham. Now, you just said that's going to make the Taliban even madder.
Yes.
You know what?
What?
That's why I'm going to call him up and tell him, get that ham.
You're going to have
as
ham.
As far as what you said about them eating boiled rats, my friend, they're vegetarians.
The Taliban, they eat steamed rat.
They eat vegetables.
And a quizzling, and I just
they're
looked,
not eating our MRIs that are being dropped.
And I just looked up quizzling.
You know how to eat the peanut butter.
I just looked up quizzling, and a quizzling is a quiz show contestant. So you both had it wrong.
No, a quizzling
is
a traitor.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Well, Marty, are you circumcised?
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Marty, tuna casserole, not turkey.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Marty, are you there?
1-800-449-8686.
Remember, eat tuna casserole, not turkey.
The,
not the neck either.
Turkey, and I'm going to send Mr.
Right.
Henry and
Thank you very much.
Over the Internet.
I'm sending you guys, if you, I'm going to take your picture.
And I'm going to, hey,
going
I'll send you a picture
hall.
Of my sons and their kids eating it with me.
Oh, now you're really going to piss off the Taliban.
Hey, that don't
1-800-449-8686.
What? No, never mind.
Don't
him.
Make
He's
no
just
difference
the phone number.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Active duty policemen and their Navy Reserve.
That's fine.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The preceding bit with Dean Wheeler, that voice of Dean Wheeler was done by me, Phil Hendry, as well as my own voice, and the people calling in thought he was a real guy. Really, the whole purpose of that bit was just to articulate my disdain for tuna casserole, I guess, more than anything else, which has always been something that I've hated, and I'm sure many of you do as well. And the tuna casserole is a staple of those hot potluck covered dish wintertime things that people sort of bring to other people's houses. But the tuna casserole, isn't that like a 1950s? I grew up with it. It's awesome. Look at this Taylor looking at me going, oh, it's awesome. I could hear you. I could understand you saying, well, it's good. It's not bad. Holy God, with the crinkled corn chips on top. You know, if it was just macaroni or something, I don't know. But tuna, the best tuna in the world is just a nice tuna salad sandwich with a little of that tuna helper. What do you mean? Yeah, tuna sushi, but I mean the tuna that comes out of the can. Tuna sushi, don't you ever make tuna casserole out of tuna sushi. But when I was like a young and single man in my 20s, this is what I had. I was working, I can never forget, I was working 7 to midnight at WKIS in Orlando. I'd get off the air at midnight. I'd go over to this Vons, and that wasn't a Vons, it was a Winn-Dixie up on Colonial Drive, and there was a thin brunette in there who was always at the checkout counter at 12:30, and I'd always walk in and I'd get my can of tuna and my can of tuna helper. And this girl really wanted me to ask her out. I just knew it. She was always really, "Hi, Phil, how you doing?" And she knew that I worked at the radio station, and she was really cute. But I was living with my girlfriend at the time, and I remember thinking, finally dawned on me, I think she wants me to ask her. I think I could actually have a date with this girl. I think that things could happen, but I never had the courage as I walked through the checkout line there, just myself, by myself, 12:30 at night in an empty Winn-Dixie with this beautiful little brunette checking me, you know, checking my tuna helper and my can of freaking Starkist, and I'd throw it in the bag, and I'd drive back home. And I would make this stuff, and that was my after-show snack every bloody night. So now every time I think of tuna, I think of her. So let me just, I'm kidding. I didn't write that line. Janice Ngaro, who's a Canadian, and what does she know? Also, by the way, speaking of after-show snacks, I used to buy a big can of Denison's chili. I'd line the bottom of a bowl with Fritos, and I'd pour that chili. I'd cook the chili up in a pot, because this was prior to the days of the microwave, and I would pour that chili, and that was another after. That's when I worked at BJ 105 in Orlando. Now, when I worked at... This is the crap that I ate before I got any sense of, like, nutrition, which I still ain't got. Just to give an example, yesterday I was eating... What was the stuff we were eating yesterday, man? Hamburgers and hot dogs, something. Had everybody over to the house on Friday night. Janice came over. Craig was there. Mike was there. Gretchen was there. Nikki was there. Chris didn't make it because he's too good for us. And anyway, and we were there, and we had hot dogs and hamburgers with the kids. Did you have any of those hot dogs and hamburgers? Pretty good. Oh, I know what I made yesterday. I barbecued some steak. What the hell am I talking about food for? Maybe it's because I'm hungry. Maybe it's because all I had to eat were two Tiger's milk bars for lunch. All right, so what do you want me to do? You want me to get around to talking about what happened in New York? It was horrible. It was tragic. May God rest the souls of all of the people on that plane. But we're not about to even entertain any concept here whatsoever of it being a terrorist attack. And we're certainly not going to devote more than a few minutes on this show talking about it. What I would like to talk about, though, is my favorite part of any major story. And that's the way I love to see Paula Zahn panic all over it, like she did this morning. As I knew she would. I turn on the TV set, and here's what I got. Plane has crashed in New York. And I'm thinking, oh, God. Holy God, right? And then I heard them talking. But now the plane took off, and then the engine fell, and went. I'm thinking, engine fell off the plane? First of all, the most dangerous time, a pilot will tell you this, the most critical time of any flight of an airliner is on takeoff and landing. I said, well, how many times have we seen in the history of our collective lives, how many times have we seen a plane crash on takeoff? Now, I remember 20 years ago, that DC-10 out of Chicago, and I think it was an American Airlines jet, lifted off at O'Hare on its way to L.A., engine falls off, the plane does one of these, does like a left bank, and then right into the ground. And this guy hadn't gotten off the ground more than 200 feet. Now, the flight today, I saw a report on CNN, which doesn't necessarily mean that it's true, especially maybe doesn't mean that it's true, but I saw a report on CNN that said the pilot had time to dump fuel. Now, here's my thought. He heard a pop. He got fire. He starts dumping fuel. He loses the engine. He loses control. He goes down. People said they heard an explosion. Well, the explosion that they probably heard was when it hit the ground. And there's CNN, of course, because give them a big story, and man, Aaron Brown will be crapping himself right along Paula Zahn there. And she said, I don't know, I don't even know if Aaron's going to come to work tonight. He's probably so just absolutely petrified and beside himself. He's probably just chewed his nails right down to a nub. He can't get out of bed. He can't get out from underneath the covers tonight. She says, well, we had three people say they saw fire. Therefore, with an explosion, the FBI's got to be all of this. So in other words, she came to the conclusion there was an explosion because three of the people they talked to had seen a fire on the wing of the plane. Number two, since when do they load luggage into the engine of the plane? So if there's an explosion or if there's fire in the engine, well, that's a terrible, horrible thing. But it doesn't mean that they put a piece of bag. Yeah, we put the bomb in there, man. I got a way of doing it. I got a friend who's a mechanic, and he sticks the bomb in there. If it doesn't get shredded on takeoff. So what am I saying? I'm saying that as horrible as that sight was this morning, what was even more distressing was having to wade through the commentary. I mean, after a while, it's just, doesn't it become a little tedious? Doesn't it? I mean, within 48 hours of the World Trade Center event, I thought the news gathering agencies of America did a very good job. But then after a while, when they're sort of churning for something to say, it begins to get a little tedious. And almost from the gate this morning, man, almost from the gate, till finally 3-4 hours later, they started saying what everybody else kind of knew, that this was a horrible accident. And nothing more. And my mother-in-law, I love her. I love shooting tequila with her late at night. My dear mother-in-law calls. She says, "Did you hear the news?" I said, "Well, yes, we did. And my friends are saying it was a Stinger missile." "Oh, your friends are saying. What does that mean?" "It was probably a missile from the..." "Oh, I see. Do you realize that there is a AWACS plane flying over New York City? This is the most sophisticated aircraft in terms of tracking on radar that we have. There is absolutely no, and they got everything, man, that comes in and out of New York. Everything. I mean, they got planes taking off, planes landing, planes flying, little planes, big planes. They got it all. There ain't nothing on there about any missile hitting that plane." So it just, it irritates me a little bit, but that's what, I turned it off. I was waiting for the phone company to show up and fix our phone, which, of course, that didn't happen. So, way to do it, Pac Bell. Here's Peter on the Phil Hendry Show. Peter?
Yes.
Hi, sir.
Hello. Well, I have a commentary on that plane crash. Just a thought. I totally agree with you. It does not look like a terrorism. But on the other hand, we have a whole bunch of mechanics and all those people on the ground. Most of them, I am pretty sure, never been through a background check. Who knows?
They loosened a few bolts, huh?
Oh, well, I don't know, but just a thought. You know, yeah. I don't think it can be completely ruled out.
It's a dopey thought, man. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, we can completely and absolutely, and we'll do it first on the Phil Hendry Show, just so we can say we were the first, completely. And what do you mean background check? You mean background check? Anyway, we will be the first to say it had nothing to do with terrorism. There, you heard it first. Dan Rather can go on and go, "And we are now receiving news from the Phil Hendry Show. It's not terrorist. Had nothing to do with it." Now, if I'm wrong, I look like the biggest SOB, the biggest horse's end in the history of my life. If I'm right, nobody will know anyway. How many times have we seen planes crash on takeoff? How many times have we seen engines fall off of wings? When did you ever hear anybody say it was terrorism? When did you ever hear anybody say it was a criminal act? The fact of the matter is they're going to be able to analyze the way that that engine was attached to that wing, and they can tell you whether it was metal stress, they can tell you whether there was a bolt loose, they'll tell you a whole lot of things. But it isn't about the engine falling off, it's about something that happened inside the engine because there was a pop, there was a problem, the pilot dumped fuel, and then the engine drops off, and then the plane crashes. So it seems like the pilot knew that there was something wrong prior to the engine dropping off of the plane. And no, it wasn't somebody in the cockpit going, "Fly me now to Middle East." It wasn't any of that. Phil Hendry Show.